Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is terrific Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012. We've got a jam-packed call as I dialed back in, heard the caller count. Just real excited that we're getting such a great turnout for this call every morning. It is an investment in yourself. It's an investment in your day. It's an investment in your future. It's an investment in my day, myself, my future. Really excited. And today, my friends, is the first day of the rest of our lives, and it is absolutely the best day of our lives. And why is that? Because it's the only day we have. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here yet. Today is the day we have to enjoy life. And I love that perspective. I've been using that for the last week or so. Today is the best day of my life, and it is for you as well. It will definitely be helpful to look at this day that way in your life. A good friend of mine, I shared this quote yesterday. Yesterday is a canceled check, tomorrow is a promissory note, and today is cash. Who loves cash? I do. How are we going to spend the day? How are we going to invest it? It's a great way to get started by being on this call. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the call. Really excited about the information we have to cover today. We're getting back into Chapter 6 of the book Think and Grow Rich, which is entitled Imagination, the Workshop of the Mind. This is really where power comes into our lives, my friend. So real excited about the content. And Bill, you and I didn't talk yesterday about the chapter. Did you prepare to go through this, or shall I take it?
I am prepared.
All right. Well, I'll turn it over to Mr. Bill Hartraff.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's nice to be back used yesterday to kind of get our feeling back and our toes and our fingers and so on and feel work again and get out there. And like Paul said, today is our best day. And remember what I said yesterday, if you're struggling with different things in your life, ask yourself, if you continue to do what you've always done, you'll continue to get what you've always got. What do I have to change to make those things happen? So here we go. The imagination, the workshop of the mind. This is the fifth step towards riches. The imagination is literally the workshop wherein are fashioned all plans created by man. Let me say that again. The imagination is literally the workshop wherein are fashioned all plans created by man. The impulse, the desire, is given shape, form, and action through the aid of the imaginative faculty of the mind. It has been said that man can create anything which he can imagine. Of all the ages of civilization, this is the most favorable for the development of the imagination, because it is an age of rapid change. On every hand, one may contact stimuli which develop the imagination. Through the aid of his imaginative faculty, man has discovered and harnessed more of nature's forces during the past 50 years than during the entire history of the human race previous to that time. He has conquered the air so completely that the birds are a poor match for him in flying. He has harnessed the ether and made it serve as a means of instantaneous communication with any part of the world. He has analyzed and weighed the sun at a distance of millions of miles and has determined through the aid of imagination the elements of which it consists. He has discovered that his own brain is both a broadcasting and a receiving station for the vibration of thought. And he is beginning now to learn how to make practical use of this discovery. He has increased the speed of locomotion until he may now travel at a speed more than 300 miles an hour. The time will soon come when a man may breakfast in New York and lunch in San Francisco. Man's only limitation, within reason, lies in his development and use of his imagination. He has not yet reached the apex of development in the use of his imaginative faculty. He has merely discovered that he has an imagination. He has commenced to use it in a very elementary way. Two forms of imagination. The imaginative faculty functions in two forms. One is known as synthetic imagination, the other as creative imagination. Synthetic imagination. Through this faculty, one may arrange old concepts, ideas, or plans into new combinations. This faculty creates nothing. It merely works with the material of experience, education, and observation which it is fed. It is the faculty used most by the inventor, with the exception of the who draws upon the creative imagination, when he cannot solve his problem through synthetic imagination. Creative imagination, through the faculty of creative imagination, the finite mind of man has direct communication with infinite intelligence. It is the faculty through which hunches and inspirations are received. It is by this faculty that all basic or new ideas are handed over to man. It is through this faculty that thought vibrations from the minds of others are received. It is through this faculty that one individual may tune in or communicate with the subconscious minds of other men. Just like triggers, things that trigger our imagination, positive thoughts. The creative imagination works automatically in the manner described in subsequent pages. This faculty functions only when the conscious mind is vibrating at an exceedingly rapid rate. As for example, when the conscious mind is stimulated through the emotion of a strong desire, the creative faculty becomes more alert, more receptive to vibrations from the sources mentioned in proportion to its development through use. This statement is significant. Ponder over it before passing on. The creative faculty becomes more alert, more receptive to vibrations from the sources mentioned in proportion to its development through use. And how do we use our minds? Use our minds in a positive form, talking on this phone every single day, putting out comments, taking in positive information, and then you're using it more and more, and you're using it to a significant way. Keep in mind as you follow these principles that the entire story of how one may convert desire into money cannot be told in one statement. The story will be complete only when one has mastered, assimilated, and begun to make use of all these principles. The great leaders of business, industry, finance, and the great artists, musicians, poets, and writers became great because they developed the faculty of creative imagination. Both the synthetic and creative faculties of imagination become more alert with use, just as any muscle or organ of the body develops through use. And this goes very much with the last chapter that we talked about, autosuggestion. By using autosuggestion day and night of your affirmations, this is how you're using your mind more, and you create more imagination. Your good thoughts will come into your head automatically every time you repeat your affirmations, and that's how powerful this is. Desire is only a thought, an impulse. It is nebulous and ephemeral. It is abstract and of no value until it has been transformed into a physical counterpart. While the synthetic imagination is the one which will be used most frequently, in the process of transforming the impulse of desire into money, you must keep in mind the fact that you may face circumstances and situations which demand use of the creative imagination as well. Your imaginative faculty may have become weak through inaction. It can be revived and made alert through use. It can be revived and made alert through use. The faculty does not die. Though it may become quiescent through lack of use, center your attention for the time being on the development of the synthetic imagination, because this is the faculty which you will use more often in the process of converting desire into money. Transformation of the intangible impulse of desire into the tangible reality of money calls for the use of a plan or plans. Remember, I've said all along, ever since I've been on this call, that you've got to plan out your life. More people put more plans into their vacation than they do their lives. These plans must be formed with the aid of the imagination and mainly with the synthetic faculty of the brain. Read the entire book through, then come back to this chapter and begin at once to put your imagination to work on the building of a plan or plans for the transformation of your desire into money. Detailed instructions for the building of plans have been given in almost every chapter. Carry out the instructions best suited to your needs. Reduce your plan to writing. Gosh, I love this. It's just awesome. I have said for so many years, you've got to put your plans into writing. It's just like when you go to the grocery store, if you look in your cupboards and then just go to the grocery store, you'll get about 90% of what you don't need and maybe 10% of what you do. But at least if you write it down, even if you leave the list at home, you'll get 90% of what you need. Write down your plans. That is just means a lot to me right there. Carry out the instructions best suited to your needs. Reduce your plan to writing if you have not already done so. The moment you complete this, you will have definitely given concrete form to the intangible desire. Read the preceding sentence once more. Well, I just did. Read it aloud very slowly, and as you do so, remember that the moment you reduce the statement of your desire and a plan for its realization to writing, you have actually taken the first of a series of steps which will enable you to convert the thought into its physical counterpart. Write down your plans. I'm gritting my teeth when I say that because it's so important. People just take that for granted, think, oh, well, I can visualize what I want and so on. You have to write these things down. If you don't, you won't have the focus. You won't have the desire created from it, and you won't accomplish your dreams. So write down your plans. The earth on which you live, you, yourself, and every other material thing are the result of evolutionary change through which microscopic bits of matter have been organized and arranged in an orderly fashion. Moreover, and this statement is of stupendous importance, this earth, every one of the billions of individual cells of your body, and every atom of matter began as an intangible form of energy. Desire is thought impulse. Thought impulses are forms of energy. When you begin with the thought impulse, desire, to accumulate money, you are drafting into your service the same stuff that nature used in creating this earth. And every material form in the universe, including the body and brain, in which the thought impulses functions. As far as science has been able to determine, the entire universe consists of two elements, matter and energy. Through the combination of energy and matter has been created everything perceptible to man, from the largest star which floats in the heavens down to and including man himself. You are now engaged in the task of trying to profit by nature's method. You are sincerely and earnestly, we hope, trying to adapt yourself to nature's laws by endeavoring to convert desire into its physical or monetary equivalent. You can do it. It has been done before. You can build a fortune through the aid of laws which are immutable. But first, you must become familiar with these laws and learn to use them through repetition and by approaching the description of these principles from every conceivable angle. The author hopes to reveal to you the secret through which every great fortune has been accumulated. Strange and paradoxical as it may seem, the secret is not a secret. Nature herself advertises it in the earth on which we live, the stars, the planets suspended within our view, in the elements above and around us, in every blade of grass and every form of life within our vision. Nature advertises this secret in the terms of biology, in the conversion of a tiny cell, so small that it may be lost on the point of a pin, into the human being now reading this line. The conversion of desire into its physical equivalent is certainly no more miraculous. Do not become discouraged if you do not fully comprehend all that has been stated here. Unless you have long been a student of the mind, it is not to be expected that you will assimilate all that is in this chapter upon a first reading. But you will, in time, make good progress. The principles which will follow will open the way for understanding of imagination. Assimilate that which you understand as you read this philosophy for the first time. Then, when you reread and study it, you will discover that something has happened to clarify it, and give you a broader understanding of the whole. Above all, do not stop. Above all, do not stop nor hesitate in your study of these principles until you have read the book at least 3 times, for then you will not want to stop. And I'm going to stop it there. Excuse me. And I'm just going to add to this that this is so powerful, and it goes so much to what we were talking about right before Christmas with auto-suggestion and repeating it and doing it over and over. But really, I have to emphasize again, and I know you've heard it before, but you must write down your plans, just like you need to write down your goals. And if you're really smart and you really want to be successful, write down your action steps as well. Do a planner, like take a couple hours on a Sunday night and plan out your week, you know, and have weekly goals and have 24-hour goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, 3-month goals, 1-year goals, you know, 6-month goals, 1-year goals, 5 and 10, and start at the 10-year goal and work backwards. But, you know, you've got to write things down, folks. I mean, it's so powerful. I've been talking with leaders in our industry over the Christmas holiday. Even though I was unplugged, I was still on the phone with a lot of heavy-duty leaders from all walks of life wishing me a Merry Christmas and so on, and they're doing their own thing, and that's great. But we talked about, you know, making it in this business and what has to be done. And a lot of them were saying, you know, gosh, if it wasn't for your training, it's so important. It's the little things that people think that can just fly right over and not do the work. And writing down and repeating. And it's just like my mission statement used to be, I'm committed to making a difference in people's lives, a huge difference in people's lives, by teaching them how to feel better, look better, and be more productive in life. Now I've enhanced that by adding affirmations, thanks to Mr. Paul Hutchings. I did all this stuff in previous trainings and not this involved, never this involved, because there was so much material to go over. But core values, and everybody has worth, you can't prejudge anyone. I used to do that. I used to prejudge people. You can't do that because everybody has value, and some people have value that's hidden well beneath, and until you dig into them and find out their story, you don't know their value until you find out these things. So by asking questions, what do people know more about than anything else but themselves? So if you get people talking about themselves, you create what? You create a bond, a link. And let your imagination run. You know, if you're repeating, and I'm going to leave that to Paul because he's the expert on this, when you're repeating affirmations to yourself morning and night, what happens when you're hearing these things? If you have it on a recorded disc or something like that and you're listening to it, you're getting positive thoughts in your head. You're getting ideas. You know, I was doing affirmations last night before going to bed, Paul, and I just thought I'd share this with everybody. And I thought, wow, you know what? I've been thinking, okay, I've been going after everybody and talking to everybody about my business. And I was thinking, how can I find real leaders? You know, how do you judge a leader? And you really can't. You really can't. But here was my idea. I'm going to go down to my Chamber of Commerce. It's huge here in Melbourne, a huge Chamber of Commerce. And I'm going to get business cards of every owner of every company out there, and I'm going to start talking to them. They're proven. They have proven success track records. Bingo. This was a positive from positive affirmations going through my head last night. My imagination started to run, good vibrations, the Beach Boys, and bingo, all of a sudden I'm thinking about leaders, and where can I find leaders? Well, people that have proven success track records. Maybe not all of them. I mean, what is it, 90% of companies that start fail? But at least they're people that are willing to take a risk, willing to take a chance, willing to try something new. That's what we all have to do. We all have to be willing to try something new and take a risk in life. You're taking a risk by being on this call. What do we know that, you know, you can't learn on your own by reading the book yourself? So I leave it to you now, Paul, and all I can say is do what we're speaking here. We're reading out of a book, and we're only commenting on our own personal experiences, and every single one of us on this call can reap the benefits of what we're reading right here in front of us. Paul?
Awesome stuff, Bill. Really, really good stuff. I just have a couple of things to add. You know, whenever I go through ideas like we're going through, the number one question I have is how can I apply what we're learning into my life? And so as we're thinking about synthetic and creative, how do we apply these in our lives? And Bill did a great job of reaffirming how we apply the creative imagination, and Napoleon Hill stated in this chapter, the creative imagination comes when your mind is in harmony, when it's magnetized with the infinite. And the way you magnetize your mind and get it in harmony with a strong desire and get it in touch with the infinite is through what Bill's just stated. Daily repetition of the major definite purpose, daily repetition of the self-confidence formula, daily repetition of the positive beliefs that you're forming in your mind. That will magnetize your mind and allow you to use that creative imagination. I wanted to touch on synthetic real quick, which is the first and the one that's most often used in formulating plans. And as was stated in this chapter, synthetic is when you gather ideas from many different sources and you rearrange them and you use them to formulate your own plans. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why it is so important to read on a daily basis. This is why it is so important to plug into webinars and trainings that your leaders are putting together. It's because through tapping into the minds of other people, through books, through webinars, through trainings, you can start to gather these ideas that you're going to use to formulate your own plan. This is how you use that in that synthetic imagination. You know, Jim Rohn said, here's a good statement, leaders are readers. How true that is. Daily, my friends, please take 15 to 30 minutes every day, maybe right before you go to bed, have a good book and read some new ideas, because this is how you're going to really capitalize on this synthetic imagination, and then using that in conjunction with magnetizing your mind and tapping into the creative, there's literally no limit to what we can accomplish within reason, as Napoleon says here. You know, man has conquered the air so completely that the birds are a poor match for him in flying. He has harnessed the ether and made it serve as a means of instantaneous communication with any part of the world. I mean, really, what can we not do, my friends? It's just amazing what we can do when we, you know, really learn to tap into this power that we all have. And lastly, before I open up the lines, I learned something incredible on the call today. You know, as he's talking about how, you know, you look in the stars and you look at the grass that's growing, and he talks about how we are utilizing the same principle. I've read this many, many times, and I never understood it. And I always got to the part where Napoleon said, it's okay if you don't understand it. That's okay. If you haven't been a student for a long time of the mind, you probably won't understand it. And I always read that and say, okay, Paul, it's okay. You don't understand that stuff. Keep going. But today, I finally started to understand what he's talking about. Energy. Everything starts in energy. A seed that grows into a mighty oak tree, it starts with energy. Well, what are we doing when we're utilizing our mind and formulating desires and nurturing those desires? We're utilizing energy, and we're bringing that energy into creation, into reality, when we formulate plans, take action, nurture that desire. We're actually creating the most awesome power in the universe. We're utilizing the same principle that's used in the creation of everything we see. That's power. That is incredible power. So, Bill, thank you for going through this chapter, because you helped me really add that new piece of knowledge to myself, and I am grateful for that. So, that being said, let's open up the lines here. Give me just a moment. Okay, star 6 to unmute your line if you want to jump out here for a few minutes.
Happy New Year.
Rick, Happy New Year, buddy.
It's fantastic. What a wonderful call. What a wonderful talk. I love it. Repetition. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about, because repetition has to do with faith. I was really thinking about faith and your imagination and your whole belief and everything. And I think faith works both ways in terms of believing what you can achieve and also not believing in yourself as well. It's the same thing because you're constantly, faith come by hearing, right? Because and you hear yourself more than you hear anyone else. So this whole talk about, so it can steer you one way or steer you in a, it can steer you in a negative way or in a positive way. I think it's not clearly defined in most cases in when you're looking at it from a practical standpoint, because you can, people can limit themselves, and when they're limiting themselves, they're actually achieving a certain amount of success because they're telling their minds, hey, this is what this is the only thing I can do. This, I can't reach to that level because of this. I can't reach to that level because of this. It's actually you're succeeding at your limitations.
Yeah, but Rick, let me just dive in here real quick, because what we just talked about in this chapter is so important to what you're talking about. I agree with you 100%. If you don't have what we've been talking about in auto-suggestion and what we talked about today, and if you're actually sitting down in the morning and going through your affirmations, you're putting positive thoughts into your head, and then more positive vibrations, more positive vibes are getting into your head. And so therefore, this is the whole point of taking yourself out of the negative. It's just like when I say people get in their comfort zone, whether it's their comfort zone of negativity or comfort zone of, oh, I can't do this. You say to yourself, ah, I have a mission here. I have a huge mission statement. I am committed to making a huge difference in people's lives by teaching people how to look better, feel better, be more productive in life. You know, whatever your affirmations are, that should get you fired up, because you know you have the abilities. You just have to plant them into your mind. Just like writing things down, everybody, writing down these positive affirmations, saying them every single day and night, repeating them to yourselves, hearing them to yourselves, so important, because this will put the positive force in your life, and then you'll be able to apply the positive life force that comes around you. I'll tell you what happens. You continue to do this, and you do it on a daily, you know, daily situation where you do it twice a day or three times a day. You are going to eventually take yourself out of any negative forms, any negative feedback that you get, any, you know, people that turn you down or stuff like that. Just listen to these affirmations that you're using, whether they're Paul's or mine's or your own's or D's or whomever's, and use them to generate the positive in your life, and more positive will come from you. But Rick, great point. Yeah, people that sit on their behinds and look backwards and think, oh, I can't do this, and I'm just this way, and I'm just that way, yeah, you're going to probably fail. But if you read your affirmations to yourself and listen to them every single day, morning and night, you will eventually force the negative out of your life and the positive will come in. You're on this call already, people. We're all on this call together. In this call, we're hearing different things. Different things will trigger different thoughts in different people's heads. And bingo, you're off to the races. We're all off to the races together. We're together on this call. Paul?
Yeah, absolutely. Great points. And I agree. I agree with what Rick was saying. It's going to have – if we don't take a conscious effort to cultivate a positive faith and a healthy faith, then we're naturally going to have a negative faith, and things will come to us that we don't want. Is that kind of what you were talking about, Rick?
Absolutely. Because I believe that it's like that. There is a poem. A matter of fact, I believe it's in the somewhere either two. Chapters back where they talk about the poem. You know, if you like to win, you think you can't, you won't. You know, but what I'm saying that you have to be the master of your mind. You have to take possession of your mind.
Yes.
You cannot just wander away. You have to design your life. In other words, you have to design it, because if you don't, it's going to end up anywhere. anywhere where you don't really want to go. So you have to plan it. It probably comes to most people as boring if you plan your life. How do you plan it? But, man, it is so profound. And if you don't sit down and plan it, just like you're going to plan a trip, you know, or plan something, you have to really plan your life. It really is that kind of basic. And without really sitting down and planning it, like this book, like we've been reading this book and we're going through the affirmation, we're going through the talks every morning, but you have to really sit down and plan your life. And, are you going to end up places that you don't really want to? And you effectively, if you're not planning it, it's that you're really going where you're going to end up where you want to because you're not planning it. It's just really the case. If you're not planning, then you don't really care is what I'm saying. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
I appreciate that, Rick. You know, I was thinking this morning on my way back from the gym, if you don't take control of your mind and choose your own thoughts and learn and grow and formulate your own thoughts through synthetic and creative imagination, you're basically doomed to live a life according to what other people have planned for you. And that's so true. I mean, sometimes people say, well, Paul, how did you recruit so many people in such a short amount of time into your business? Well, honestly, I think part of the reason is I started working on my mind very heavily to where I knew where I wanted to go. I chose my thoughts. I used synthetic imagination, and my mind was magnetized towards where I was going. And most people, I'm going to tell you, this is a fact, most people are floating around being influenced by every wind of doctrine and every idea, and they really don't know. So when somebody comes along who knows where he or she is going and who has that positive faith and who chooses their own thoughts and knows why they think the way they do and can back up their ideas, people are going to follow that person. That's just a fact, because most people haven't gotten to a point where they're in that type of position. So, yeah, absolutely, Rick. Shoot, definitely. Become a master of your own thoughts. Really, really great comment. Anyone else want to jump out here?
Oh, hi. Denise here.
Hey, Denise.
How are you?
Excellent.
I was on the way to the airport this morning, so I was listening to you guys on my way there and back because I had to take somebody in. But I'll tell you, you guys have heard of Vic Johnson, right?
You bet, yeah.
Yeah, well, I have one of his affirmation CDs that I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And because sometimes before I started listening to affirmations, I had a hard time coming up with affirmations on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go find a tool to help me get me motivated. But he's got a great affirmation through his, it's called TGR Seminars. And he actually talks all about the Think and Grow Rich book and affirmations. And you can actually go on YouTube. I did this just this weekend, getting my mind ready for this whole next year, getting my mind ready. Go into YouTube. I Googled, put in Think and Grow Rich. I sat there and went through all these videos on YouTube. There's so much tools on YouTube on affirmations from Think and Grow Rich.
Oh,
so
wow, awesome.
Yeah, so YouTube's a great place to, you know, find information and things that will help you along. And so I just wanted to, you know, put that out to everybody. So if somebody's like, gosh, where do I find affirmations? YouTube. So I just wanted to, you know, put that out there.
Thank you, Denise. I appreciate that. And it kind of in addition to that, if anybody on the call has some good affirmations they're using that they like, go to Facebook and type in We Are Think and Grow Rich, and you'll find the Facebook group. Just post those. Just share them with the group. That's in the group, you can definitely have access to that. And, anything you find on YouTube from Denise's suggestion, post it there so we can all see it and enjoy it. Thank you, Denise. Very, very good.
Oh, you're
good.
Welcome. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyone else here before we close the call out and get busy? Get productive. All right. Well, listen, everyone, thanks so much for being on the call. Definitely love you guys. Appreciate you. Believe in you. Am empowered by you and through you. Let us get out there and change the world today, starting with our own. Make it a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Denise.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you, everybody.